With me for my edition of Farmer Friday, I've got Jared Gardner. Of course, Farmer Friday here on KIIC is brought to us by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville. Jared, thanks for being with me today on KIIC.
Pat, thanks for calling.
Absolutely. As one of the first things we normally talk about is how the harvest went, and that's no different than you. Let's chat about that if we could.
Harvest actually went really well. It was almost a banner year as far as plenty of moisture all summer long, and then September kicked off turning off dry, so it was fairly simple to starting off harvest, getting everything out of the field. Silage cutting went great. Calf weaning went great. It really started off nice, and then it turned off right about towards the end, you know, first part of November. It turned off kind of muddy, which slowed things down a little bit. But as far as yield and the time it took to get it out, there's really no complaints on this side.
You know, that was the amazing thing about this harvest. You started, and then you got to the end, and everything was hunky-dory. There's no middle ground. There wasn't any weather problems in the middle there, so to speak, and that just is really picture perfect, if you would say that, right?
I would say that, yeah. The moisture on the grains came out, didn't have to dry anything. It was good moisture. It just once we started, we just kept going.
That's good to know, good to hear. Talk a little bit about silage. You guys bag it. Everything went fine on bagging that process?
Yep, everything went great on silage. One of those other things that we didn't get rained out of that. So once we started cutting silage, we just kept rolling on with it. So the moisture pretty well, feed moisture value is same in every bag. Didn't have any pauses there. So I can't complain about that either.
You mentioned that the weaning of the calves has taken place. Do you ever worry about the sign of the moon? Some people think about that and use it as religiously, and other people are like, well, we got time to do it. Let's get her done.
I've seen where signs actually do work, but I like to kind of go with the, yeah, you got time to do it, get it done, or the weather. I watch the weather more than I do watch the signs as far as it's going to get cold and wet. You don't want to wean them during then. You know, too hot, you don't want to wean them then. It's hard on the cow. So I like to kind of watch for a good window in the weather to get the calves weaned off as soon as we get done cutting silage.
Interesting concept. So what about fall tillage? Have you done anything with that?
We've done some. Most of our discs, our stalks are all discs. Then got a little muddy on us, and then it froze last week, so it kind of put us at a stop. Next week looks pretty good. We'll probably go out and do some more, try to get some ripping done once we get this little cold spell we're dealing with today done and over with.
I'm talking with Jared Gardner. He's a farmer over there by the Chillicothe Power Plant, and, of course, it's brought to us by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 south of Centerville. Talk more about the cow-calf operation in terms of how you see that happening. Have you culled any of the cows, and how's that been going?
We haven't done a whole lot culling yet. Next week we're going to get all our cows preg checked. It's time to get the fall pairs brought home, get those calves worked through the chute, get the bulls on them, and then we're going to get our spring cows all pregged, and then we'll kind of start overlooking the herd and see which needs to be culled. With the price right now as far as pound cows, they're makes you really want to cull pretty good, get rid of some of the aged cows, get rid of some of the cows with some udder problems, and then replace them with some younger females. So that's kind of next week's project is all that. Supposed to be back up in the 40s. It'll be a good week to get all that done before Christmas.
Talk about that preg checking. Do you do it yourselves? Do you have the equipment, or you get bring in a vet to do that?
I call a vet to come in and do it. I've kind of tinkered with it a little bit, but when you're doing a 160 to 180 in an afternoon, you kind of want to get a professional in on that.
Well said. Well said indeed. Talk a little bit about your kids in terms of the fair that's coming up. They've got beef weigh-ins coming up soon. Talk about preparation for that.
Oh, yeah. We're not doing any beef weigh-in. The boys like them. They're like their breeding animals. they like to work with them and bring them home after fair and make them into cows.
Good deal.
So we don't have to do the weigh-in this weekend. They got their heifers already over Christmas break. We're going to start putting halters on them and refresh their memory to how to lead before they get any bigger.
There you go.
Each got their own couple projects already ready to go.
Nice. Nice. Excellent opportunity for kids to learn how to take care of things and be a part of a 4-H club or FFA chapter. Talk a little bit about fertilizer applications. How did it go before things turned cold?
You usually hold off on doing any anhydrous for reasons that most of our ground is on river bottom ground, so you don't want to dump a bunch of money into fertilizer. You never know what the river's going to act like come next spring. So our hog building, we got our manure application done Sunday, as a matter of fact, so that's nice to have. That's a big one, nice to have done before the ground freezes up. So we'll be doing some dry and some lime throughout the winter time. There's no rush on that, just whenever we get time to do it. So our fertilizers right now is pretty much just get the hog manure, get the pit emptied in the barn and get it out, put out right.
Talk about that hog production. You contract those pigs out. Talk about that arrangement.
Yes. We just contract pigs, just a feeder to finish program. They come in about 50 pounds, and then we'll raise them up to market, chip them out, and we'll wash the building up and disinfect it and start on another round. So about every 4.5 to 5 months, we have another turnaround.
And what's the capacity of that? You've got how many head?
2 1,200 head units.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds basically normal is what it is. You've had to have the DNR paperwork taken care of because of the fact that you need to follow certain things. Sometimes that's a kind of a pain. Talk about that.
It is. You have to have your manure management plan in place. And we actually hire a company that professionally does that for farmers. That way, all the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted to make sure before we start getting the manure application on. They do a really good job. We have to do soil sampling and turn it into the state just to cover all the basics to make sure it's done according to the DNR.
I like the way you talk about that. You're following in rules and regulations. There's some instances in the great state of Iowa where manure does get into the waterways, and that's not a good look on all people, even though it happens maybe more in northwest Iowa or over on the eastern part of the state. But, giving the industry a black eye or a reason for people to say that this is a bad thing, you want to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward.
We hire a crew to come in and do it, and they started last Wednesday, and we realized that the frost was a little too deep for it to be covered according to DNR standards. So we just basically had to stop and wait for the ground to fall back out so it was done the right way. And they were finally able to get back in Sunday and get the job finished and move on to the next one.
Fantastic stuff to hear. I have been chatting with Jared Gardner over there near the Chillicothe Power Plant. And Farmer Friday here on KIIC is brought to us by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville. Jared, thanks for being with me today on KIIC and Farmer Friday.
That is great talking with you again, Pat.